This Sunday, the Hitchcock House in Lewis will continue its series of programs, and Sunday's program will include Iowa Humanities speaker David Conan, who will be there to present a program at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, and we're going to talk a little bit about that topic here this morning. David, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jim?
Very well. Staying cool.
All right.
Well, the Hitchcock House has a lot of interesting programs during the course of the summer months. And, you know, many of them focus on, the topic at hand. And I guess that's kind of where you're going here this weekend. You're going to be talking, it looks like, a little bit about some of the Confederates who served in the Civil War. Here we are in the North. It's kind of an interesting topic.
Yes, it's very unusual. After all, Iowa has a strong Union heritage and Union history with approximately 76,000 Iowa men who served the Union and many Medal of Honor winners. But amazingly, I've documented 76 Iowa residents who left our state and served the other side.
Did that surprise you that the number was so large when you came across those figures?
Absolutely. Everyone was a surprise. After all, the common knowledge was that no Iowans served the Confederacy, and I wouldn't have expected anything different. The reason that I found this out was how I got started was I had been studying the Grinnell Station of the Iowa Underground Railroad. And then I learned that in summer of 1864, Iowa had its first draft. There were three men from Powhatan County who didn't report for duty and when they were drafted. And the provost marshal in Grinnell sent two deputy marshals to round them up. Instead, bushwhackers murdered the deputy marshals. This made me ask, for the very first time, is it just possible that any Iowans actually served the Confederacy? And that led me on to an 11-year quest to answer that question.
We hear stories like that in places like Missouri. Some of those states that were pretty much, on the Mason-Dixon line, you had some crossover here and there where in some instances you had family members fighting against family members. But, you know, we just haven't heard a lot of those stories over time here in Iowa. Why is that?
Well, that is a great question. First of all, I think partially it reflects the fact that so many Iowans did serve the Union, and they served proudly. And there, many of biographical sketches are in the county histories across the state. Also, when the war ended, and during the war itself, Iowans who served the Confederacy, they were very, very unpopular. And it just stands to reason that newspapers weren't going to be having articles about them, and it'd be unlikely to find their stories in county histories. So that's just how it seems to me.
Well, we can't change history. We can only talk a little bit about it. But sometimes, I guess, maybe some of the family stories of those type didn't really get talked about much.
Yes, or especially outside of the families. Just an example of the unpopularity of Iowa Confederates is this. There was a resident of Danville, Albert H. Newell, young man who had relatives in Tennessee. He was down visiting them when the war broke out, and his cousins enlisted, and he did too. Well, he was captured and entered a prisoner of war camp, and he was up in New Jersey when he died. And he died right after the war ended. His sister in Danville went up to New Jersey to bring the body back to Danville, and at the train station, she was there with his casket, and nobody would help her get the casket off the train until finally a town father, possibly a banker, helped her get the casket off the train, probably because it was unseemly for a lady to manhandle a casket by herself. But then when she went to bury her brother's body, the town fathers said, "Not in our hallowed ground." And so according to the family tradition, his sister, his parents were out, itinerant preachers, they were out of town. His sister picked a spot just outside the cemetery boundary and had her brother's body buried. And family story says that over the years, as the cemetery expanded, it grew to include Albert's tombstone. And so that's just one story about how unpopular these Iowans were, dead or alive, after the war.
David, does this make it for a difficult topic to talk about when you travel? Is this one that, you know, can kind of spark some talk?
You know, it did. Usually, no. Part of it, what helps is I have a blog that's called Confederates from Iowa, Not to Defend, but to Understand. And usually, when people hear that title, then they accept it. Okay, understanding, that's a good thing, right? Yeah. We can all listen if all we're trying to do is understand. And people very quickly realize that I am not trying to promote the lost cause. Actually, I don't harbor romantic notions about the Confederacy, and I'm not even interested in entering a modern political discussion about the Confederate flag or Confederate monuments. It's just a topic, historical topic, that I'd like people to feel they can relax and talk about and learn, and that I can learn too.
Well, that's the whole part of these types of things. When you dive into the research and do the study, you never know sometimes what you're going to come up with and what direction. You may have some ideas. It's like doing a family history. You may have some ideas of what you want to accomplish when you start out, but it might be amazing all the left and right turns you take along the way.
That's exactly right. Have you ever found that in your own case, in the family tree, someone pops up that you didn't expect?
Or you hope Dad wasn't part of the family tree. It happens.
Yeah, sure.
It sure happens. Sure. You bet. Do you get some pretty good feedback from some of the programs that you've done?
Yes, and I have met so many nice people across the state of Iowa. It's really, I like it best when I pause after each soldier's story and ask for comments or questions. Sometimes that leads to very interesting discussion.
So kind of like the example that you gave here earlier, will you be using those types of examples in your presentation?
Yes. Well, Matt Alberts, I already talked about him once at a previous visit to the Hitchcock House. But this time, two of the stories that I plan to tell include story of the son of Iowa's second governor who served the Confederacy, and separate from that, a Dutch Iowan who served the Confederacy. When I tell their stories, I try to tell their pre-war, wartime, and post-war experiences. So they are little biographical sketches.
Very good. Well, you've written a book on the topic as well. Will you have some copies there available that day?
Yes, indeed.
Very good. Got to take advantage of the opportunity while it's there. And, you know, folks are there. They're interested in the first place. And, you know, we've heard lots of interesting stories presented there at the Hitchcock House different types. Well, all different types, really. And this is just another opportunity to kind of continue to put the puzzle pieces together.
I agree. Iowa has a very rich and varied history. And it's a pleasure to be able to share some of the stories that I found.
You bet. Have you done some other types of topics as well? What other types of presentations do you give as part of Humanities Iowa?
My other primary presentation is Josiah Bushnell Grinnell and the Iowa Underground Railroad. It's a fascinating story of Grinnell and in Grinnell, interestingly, I documented 37 fugitive slaves who were helped on their way to freedom through Grinnell. And being able to document numbers like this seems very unusual in terms of the Underground Railroad. So I enjoy doing that. I also have a new presentation that's called Researching Your Civil War Ancestor.
Is this a topic, the Civil War era, is that a general topic that you've always had interest in?
Yes. When I was a kid, my parents had a copy of the American Heritage Illustrated History of the Civil War. It had photographs and texts and these wonderful drawings, and I was just really drawn to this. Also, I'm an Illinois native, and when I was a child, I, like thousands of other school children, we made the trek. You might even say the pilgrimage to Springfield. And I remember I and my classmates, we were all single file walking past this bronze bust of Abraham Lincoln, and we all rubbed his, by then, white nose. And so when I was a child, I thought, Abraham Lincoln can do no wrong. I mean, he was a great man. And by the way, two of my great-great-grandfathers served in the Union Army during the Civil War.
Oh, wow. Very good. Well, you just never know what's going to spark wonder in the mind of a child, right?
That's right.
Very good. So this program for everyone at the Hitchcock House in Lewis, again, it's this Sunday, June 26th at 2 p.m. David Conan will be the speaker. He's a Humanities Iowa speaker, and he'll be sharing some of that information with folks on Sunday. There'll be some refreshments available. As always, at the Hitchcock House, bring a blanket, bring some lawn chairs. There's no charge for the event. It's meant to be an opportunity for you to come on out and see the facilities and learn a little bit more about our local history. David, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great time and a great crowd on Sunday.
Thank you, Jim. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.